Brian and Kelly, 99.7 DJX on the last day for Fitness Friday. Good morning, Kelly.
Hello.
In 1 hour, we'll kick off the day, getting you in to win some fitness watches and even air fryer, which, you know, for the health. It's not fitness equipment.
For the health.
It's for the health. So Fitness Friday is kicking off here in just about an hour. On 99.7 DJX and rolling all day. So you have an opportunity near the beginning of each hour when you hear the winning word to get in to win on 99.7 DJX. And what a day for that it is, because you look outside, there's a little dusting of snow on the ground, just makes you want to sit inside and eat breads and
just get all fat and sassy.
Yeah.
All that.
Oh, love it.
Although I don't really need snow on the ground to do that, but today is a great day for that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I don't really need snow on the ground either, but when there is, that's the perfect excuse just to do the comfort foods. Let me tell you what I've been doing recently. I've been lighting a bunch of fires, and I don't have a fireplace inside my house, but I have one of those, like, you know, solo stoves outside and on our back patio, and it's been nice and cold and clear and all that. And I've been creating fire like Tom Hanks in the movie Castaway.
And, are you like burning boxes? My husband burns boxes.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. I mean, obviously, I'm a guy, so I'm going to burn whatever is going to burn, you know.
Sticks, boxes.
Sure. I'm going to start with some sticks, and then maybe like some, you know, just some wadded up newspaper or some junk mail or something like that, just to, you know, get the fire going. But then once the fire's going, and you know, the rest of my family enjoys it, because then what we do is, you know, we have the marshmallows and they can cook some marshmallows and stuff like that. But I enjoy just creating fire out of my bare hands.
Ah, gotcha.
And then I found that pizza boxes, they burn really well, because you got a little bit of the grease from the pizza on the box, and that just and then
light up.
So we recycle our Christmas tree right back into and just allow kind of the nature creatures to use it as lodging and things like that, like a little Christmas tree hotel. Go in the back and pull off a few of the branches from the dried Christmas tree and everything. And man, you get the great smell. It crackles. It just erupts. Oh, man.
It's almost like Christmas all over again.
It is. And there's something about making a fire that just makes you feel like you're one very with primitive. Nature. You're like very primitive. Yeah, exactly. And then once you start cooking things over that fire that you made, whether it's marshmallows or a hot dog or whatever, you're like, yes, me. Look at me. That's I so create great. Fire.
All right. Now we're turning into Cave Ben.
Yeah. So like I've been doing that recently, and it's been really satisfying.
Well, that's great for you. We also recycle our Christmas tree, but we just take it down to the basement, put it in the box. And then we bring it back up.
I mean, right. Yeah, you have an artificial Christmas tree.
Exactly.
Yeah. That would be a little bit weird if you set it out in the backyard for the animals to nest in.
It would be a little weird. Although I do feel bad they don't get to enjoy it like we do. But saving the environment, right? Not cutting down a tree. We're saving a tree.
But I'm creating fire, and that's what I'm enjoying right now.
Back to your fire.
Yeah, back to my fire. Yeah. So anyways, a beautiful day today to be creating a fire, as temperatures aren't even going to get up to, you know, past probably freezing 33, 34 degrees. So, man, it's going to be, one of those days that if you've got an outdoor stove or outdoor fire pit or something, woof. One of those days, cook it up. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX, home of Fitness Fridays. Again, last opportunity today to get in on the fitness watches and the air fryer and all that stuff, starting at about 7 o'clock here on 99.7 DJX. Be careful out if you're hitting the roads, just because, I mean, most of them are wet. Like, you're not going to have any issues getting through, like, ruts of snow or anything like that, because, you know, just a kind of a dusting, maybe a quarter inch of snow fell. But most of them are wet, could be slick in spots, so just kind of be careful. got to be out.
Slick Spots.
Yeah, Slick Spots. Coming up next, Feel Good. What are you working on, Kelly?
I thought this was really cool. WDRB did a profile on Emily Poe Stumler. She is a prosecuting attorney in Harrison County that has a very unusual other life in her past, we'll say.
She's not a stripper, is she?
No, my God.
I mean, that's the first thing I think of when you say she had an unusual past.
Drastic turn. It would be an interesting turn of events.
I mean, I'm not the only one who thought that, who went there.
Okay. All right. I should clarify. She had a pretty glamorous.
Okay.
glamorous former life.
Again, was she a stripper?
No, she was not. Oh, my God.
All right. Kelly Kay, Feel Good.
No, I'm going to need for you to, again, not along with Hunter, who texted that he was right there with you in guessing what Emily Poe Stumler's former life was before she became a prosecuting attorney in Harrison County.
Yeah, I said stripper, but, you know, that's just where my mind went.
It's not anywhere close to what she used to do. So she was an orchestra kid, mm-hmm. went to Floyd Central High School with our own Sarah Jordan. They went to school together. And she went to Nashville for college, played in several bands, and then got a real big audition for a new up-and-coming artist named Taylor, as in Swift.
There's Emily on stage.
Can y'all please give it up for these players? This is Emily Poe on Fit Up!
At concerts. And award shows. On talk shows.
If you look really closely, you can find me.
Wow.
Isn't that cool?
That is cool.
I mean, she literally, like, was touring the country with Taylor Swift as she was, like, bursting onto the scene. Lived on the tour bus with Taylor and her mom. Like, they went everywhere. Mm-hmm. But she kind of always had law school in the back of her mind.
Cool.
And then she kind of, like, secretly took the LSAT, passed it, and now here she is, all these years later, working for the Harrison County prosecutor, Otto Schalk. So, and she's got three kids, she's got her husband, and she, you know, works to get bad guys off the streets in her community. So she really has no regrets that she didn't stay living the rock star lifestyle with Taylor Swift. But man,
what a cool backstory.
She's got some stories. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, that is cool.
And the fun thing is she actually was a guest on Sarah Jordan's That Mom Life podcast. And we've got that up if you want to listen to her conversation. It's all up at WDJX.com. You can see their profile of her, too. It's pretty cool. She's got a lot of great pictures and video footage.
Nice. Southern Indiana prosecuting attorney who used to tour with Taylor Swift. And and did you hear that her, and so weird, like when you see these stories in the news of like people trying to break into celebrities' homes and things like that, because a lot of times they've got more than one home. And so there's no, and especially someone the caliber of celebrity that Taylor Swift is. But there was apparently a fan who crashed his car into the apartment building that she, lives in New York City yesterday morning. And
yeah, and then tried to rip the intercom off the wall.
Yes.
Was like mumbling something about Taylor. Cops say he was drunk.
Yeah. How crazy would that be? Like you know, I think that there are some moments when it's like, man, wouldn't it be cool to be super famous like that and everybody knows you? And then you see stories like that and you're like, nope.
No.
Yeah. I'm cool.
You can have that level of fame.
I know. Like that
nope,
is.
I don't need all the things that come with it.
That is scary.
Yeah.
So I, you know, no word on whether she was actually there at the time.
Right.
More than likely, she wasn't. However,
no. But it's a huge New York City apartment building.
Yeah.
Which you know she's probably way at the top.
I was gonna say, and one of the tenants. You know. So I mean, exactly. there are other people that are there too. So.
Yes.
Still. I mean, and then.
But clearly he knew that was her home because he was mumbling something about her.
Yes. And then how crazy would it be to be in the apartment building that Taylor Swift is in when the stuff like that happens?
Yeah. Then I'd be like, you know what? I don't want a famous neighbor.
I know. Man. Craziness.
Yeah.
So anyways. Coming up next, That was definitely the result of a drunk adult.
Exactly. 100%.
I was
like, toddlers don't drive cars into buildings and then try to rip the intercom off the wall.
No.
That'd be obvious.
I mean, obviously, I haven't seen any sort of story about a toddler doing such a thing, so.
No. It would probably be a battery-operated, like, little car, if that happened.
And it wouldn't have caused nearly the damage. Yeah, so coming up next, a round of little kid or drunk adults, taking your guesses as to what was the reason for the bumble, we'll say. Kelly, what are setting the bar stories?
Examples of what not to do, or we hope this doesn't happen to you.
Yeah, so reading one of those pregnancy tests can be kind of difficult sometimes, especially if you're not used to like what you're looking at, right?
Yeah, some of the lines can be a little faint. It can be iffy. It could go either way.
Yeah, so if you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking a positive pregnancy test for a positive COVID test, then you're doing okay.
Oh, no.
So this, this played
out, results.
Yeah, this played out on text message between, and it's gotten some attention on TikTok, between Hannah and her man, Charlie, right?
Uh-huh.
So she texts him why I feel ill and then sends him a picture of her positive pregnancy test, which is, you know, the, like the little stick with the two pink lines on it, right?
Uh-huh.
And so all she writes is why I feel ill, then the picture that shows that. And so he replies, are you joking me? She's like, no, I'm not. I'm literally shaking.
Oh my gosh.
And so then he asks if she's told anyone. And she's like, yeah, I've told, you know, a couple of my girlfriends.
Oh no.
And she was kind of confused over his horrified reaction to this news.
Yeah, he kind of used some words.
Yeah, he did. He was swearing. He was using the F word a bunch of times.
Oh no.
And then he's like, well, they're going to have to isolate for 10 days, referring to the girlfriends that she told.
Uh-huh.
Then she's like, what do you think this is?
Oh boy.
And then she's like, I'm pregnant. And then he's like, OMG. And so it's a comedy of errors.
So wait, he's happy that it's a positive pregnancy test, right?
Right, exactly.
Okay,
I mean, he's fine that she's pregnant. She had COVID. And he's like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. Like,
okay, so all the swear words were about the COVID positive, not the baby positive.
Not the baby positive.
Okay, good.
So it's
wow.
It's kind of funny. We'll tweet out the TikTok so you can take a look at it because it's just, and I've seen a couple of these kind of play out where it's, and I,
well, yeah, the home test can look very much.
I know they can
like
kind of look
pregnancy test.
Right,
there
exactly.
Several look exact. They're real close.
Real close. So uh-huh. Yeah, at Ben and Kelly Show. But yeah, set at the bar if you can manage to make it through the day without mistaking a positive pregnancy test for a positive COVID test.
Well, and reacting so badly.
Yeah.
I think there is. I'm sure she was like, well, what kind of a dad are you going to be?
Yeah. Were you using protection? That said at the bar. So with February, literally next week, I'm like, January lasted a year. February's literally next week.
It does feel like a year.
There was a map of the United States with the favorite romantic movie by state, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, all right, romantic movies. How based on how well they did at the box office, then Google Trends used to gauge each state's interest. And, you know, I'm like, all right, Titanic, sure. Titanic, I'm sure, is way up on that list. Several states, Titanic, a romantic movie.
You know,
I'm like, it's iconic.
It's Rose and Jack.
It's Rose and Jack. It's iconic. You know, when you think of other romantic movies, I don't know, maybe Gone with the Wind was one of them. You know, the iconic scene.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Yeah, Gone with
the
Wind. Yeah, Gone with the Wind. Ohio's favorite movie. Tennessee's favorite movie. And then I'm like, all right, well, you know, Kentucky, Indiana, probably one of those iconic movies. Honestly, I don't think I have ever, well, I know I've never seen this movie that Kentucky named as the number one most romantic movie, but I can probably say I've maybe only heard of it one time, and that's if I'm really thinking.
Okay.
Have you ever heard of the movie Annie Hall?
Yes. Diane Keaton stars in it, right?
Okay, I don't know.
I've never seen it, but I know of it. This is really it feels obscure. Like, I feel like people would be making a little bit more modern movies for a list like this.
But that's for Kentucky. That's that Woody Allen, the classic Woody Allen. Is it Woody Allen? It is Woody Allen, right? Yeah, Woody Allen.
And Diane Keaton.
Keaton and Annie Hall.
It's like a shark. You know, it has to constantly move forward or it dies. And I think what we got on our hands is a dead shark.
Yeah, so, you know, Annie Hall there is number one for Kentucky. And Call Me Your Name is number one for Indiana. Again, two of these movies I don't think I've ever even thought about or even heard of. Definitely haven't seen. And I'm like, where are they getting these results? These results are crap.
I feel like, who are they talking to ask these questions? Like, I don't understand. I was expecting things like... Oh,
The Notebook.
If you're going to go old, maybe When Harry Met Sally.
Okay. The Notebook was a few states. You know, West Side Story made it on a few states. I could see that for sure.
Obscure, though. Unless you're talking about maybe the newer version. I haven't seen it.
No, I mean, the newer version, I think, does the story pretty well. The original version is a musical, and it's definitely kind of that more, quote, modern-day version of Romeo and Juliet sort of thing.
But The Notebook, like, I completely forgotten The Notebook until you mentioned it. The Notebook, yes, they literally die together.
Yeah.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, gosh, yeah, don't be doing that. But yeah, I see like Annie Hall and then Call Me Your Name, and I'm like, what in the world?
I don't understand what's happening with who they asked for this particular poll.
Well, we'll tweet it out. You can see the rest, and maybe as we head into February, you can make it a note to look at some of these movies and see what the big deal is, because apparently...
Well, I feel like let's have them chime in with your most romantic movie. I feel like the list that our listeners can provide is going to be a lot better.
Okay. If you've got a suggestion, text us, 502-571-9970. Romantic movie?
The most romantic movie in your mind.
Oh, my God. Braveheart.
Oh, my God. I don't think that I can allow that on the list, sir.
What do you mean? Braveheart that is a romantic movie.
It is.
He does it all for love. He literally invades and starts wars for love.
Okay, so wait, are we going to start is Die Hard a Christmas movie kind of debate for is Braveheart a romantic movie? Do we start that debate?
I mean, I think Braveheart is, you know, that's one of those classic war movies from the mid-90s about medieval...
Don't ever take our freedom!
Yeah, like medieval Scotland for sure. But right. But yeah, that would I think probably romantically... That's probably my favorite romance movie.
Really? Yeah. And then, then would you say, like, Dances with Wolves is romantic, too?
I mean, maybe Dances with Wolves. The Notebook I'd put up there, that's a tearjerker for sure. And
The Notebook, I think, gets it, in my mind.
Mm. Okay.
I mean, because, again, hashtag spoiler alert, they die together.
Favorite romantic movie. An Affair to Remember, Lucy rolls in on Facebook. Beverly says Notebook and P.S. I Love You. Oh, I forgot about that. Yes, I Love You. That is
good. Oh, that is a good one. Yeah. Oh, gosh. Mm-hmm. A couple of people mentioned You Got Mail.
Yeah, that's that old rom-com with Meg Ryan and Tom Hanks, right?
Exactly. When Meg Ryan was literally America's sweetheart and was in all the movies.
Right.
She and Tom Hanks did quite a few. Sweet Home Alabama was mentioned.
I guess.
And then Larry's like Star Wars Episode 2 where Anakin falls in love with Padme.
Oh, really? I don't know if I can do sci-fi and romantic movie in the same...
I don't know if that makes my list either.
Yeah.
But yeah.
All right. Feel free to text in yours if you'd like. 502-571-9970. Speaking of snow, feel good. Kelly, what do you got?
Do you want to build a snowman? That kind of plays into this.
Okay.
Robin Hughes, special education teacher at South Shore Academy in Tampa, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
Recently found out only two of her kindergarten students has ever seen snow. So she contacted her sister, Amber Estes, who lives in Danville, Kentucky.
Oh, okay.
And said, listen, I want you to make me a snowman and overnight it to me. See if it can make it to the school because I want these kids in Florida to see snow.
We wrapped him up in that foil and we put ice packs in. We sealed him up. There was styrofoam around the box. Off he went down to the local UPS store.
So then we went to the classroom and had the kids open it. And just the pure joy of seeing that snowman. It was just, to me, that's what teaching's about.
Wow, the snowman made the trip?
He made it. Absolutely.
Wow.
And so now they're going to save the water as Lucky, the snowman, melts.
Okay.
So they can help water a new plant for Earth Day.
Oh, look at that.
Isn't that cute?
That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's adorable. So we'll tweet out the story at Ben and Kelly Show.
All right, feel good. Do them every hour throughout the morning here on 99.7 DJX.
Here's what's coming up with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, group therapy on the way here in about 10 minutes. So there's a splinter in her marriage, and she's kind of coming to us because, like, her husband doesn't get it, and she's wanting him to get it, like, understand. Yeah.
Exactly. Like, this is kind of a big deal to her, and I don't think he fully understands what a big deal it is. So
right.
Maybe we can help him understand?
Yeah, yeah. So we'll get to that coming up in your group therapy in about 10 minutes or so. The favorite romantic movie in each state on 99.7 DJX. And we're going to have to post this up on Facebook a little bit later because y'all are texting some great romantic movies that I forgot completely about.
Yes, like The Proposal starring my boyfriend Ryan Reynolds.
Yeah, and Jennifer rolls in with the, hey, sci-fi and romance definitely go together with The Time Traveler's Wife. And I forgot completely about that.
Oh, I forgot about that too.
That's a great movie. And the book, and I, you know, I'm going to be one of those people that are like, yeah, but the book's amazing. But the book is amazing. Like,
okay. Walk to Remember is another one that was mentioned.
So
which
yeah.
Which is really good, Mandy Moore. So, Dear John with Channing Tatum.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah. All right.
I haven't seen that one, but I want to.
Yeah. Those are some good ones. Love and Basketball.
Yeah. Several people mentioned that one. I haven't seen it.
Mm-hmm.
Now I have to.
All right. So yeah, we'll have to put that up and allow you to get some great ideas as February is rolling into our lives starting next week on 99.7 DJX. All right. Coming up next, she says she doesn't want to end it. But she's starting to resent her husband over this simple thing.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a big deal, but it is to her, and he should recognize that.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it shouldn't be a big deal for him, I should say.
Right.
It is a big deal for her, and if I were in her shoes, I'd be upset too.
All right. It is group therapy, and it is next on 99.7 DJX. She's starting to get resentment for her husband for this simple thing. It's group therapy.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
Yeah, and if you ever want us to toss out your issue to, you know, some people who don't have an emotional chip in the game, you know, send us a message at Ben and Kelly Show. And we'll toss it out and see what we can do for you.
She writes, I'm not thinking about leaving my husband, but this is still a problem that breeds resentment that could lead to a split later.
Wow, out the gate.
I'm upset because I want my husband to do something for my birthday, and he never does.
Okay.
We've been together for 7 years. In the first year we were married, he told me that he didn't think that we had to do anything for my birthday because it's 5 days after Christmas.
Okay.
The next year, I still get nothing, not even a cake or a present. 2 years ago, I told him that growing up, I never had a party, and that's what I want for my birthday.
Okay.
Despite this, still did nothing. In many other ways, he's a great husband, but his unwillingness to do anything for my birthday kind of overshadows a lot of those things.
Oh, man.
Maybe it's not fair, but I'm starting to really resent him for it. And, you know, this thing is like a splinter in our marriage, and he doesn't want to take it out, even though I tell him that it's festering.
Man.
So where do we go from here? Do I just give up for the sake of a peaceful marriage?
Like, I'm wondering that last line. Is she saying, like, give up the dream of having a birthday party?
Yes.
Is that what she's meaning, you think?
That's what she means, yeah. For the sake of saving her marriage, should she just, like...
Well,
not
how
care
dense
about celebrating her birthday ever?
How dense is her husband to hear her saying this is what I want,
yes,
but not hearing her say this is what I want?
Yes, she has literally told him specifically, this is a big deal and I want this to happen, and he still just ignores it. And that is heartbreaking. If that were, I would absolutely be just as upset as she is.
Yeah.
Because, and especially now, my husband's birthday is just after New Year's.
Right.
January 2nd. So he kind of, you know, suffered the same thing. He's so close to Christmas. I know a lot of, you know, kids or people who have birthdays right around the holidays, I think, go through the same thing.
I mean, even
you want a little bit of separation.
Yeah, even my wife, who has a birthday on the 13th of December,
yeah,
still gets it.
Yes.
You know?
Absolutely. You still need to have, you know, a moment where you're celebrated. And the fact that he is not getting it when she has specifically talked to him, like, this is a big deal for me, and I would love to celebrate it separately, and he's still just completely ignoring that, is troubling.
Man, I need to kind of take a look at my own life and think, all right, well, my wedding anniversary is in December. My wife has a birthday in December, and then there's Christmas in December.
You gotta separate them all.
And sometimes I'm like, well, you know, I'll get her one good gift for one of the three.
And if it's a really good gift, and you kind of talk to her about that, you want to do that, and she's on board, then that's cool.
Right, exactly. So anyways, we'd love to hear what you have to say about that, because I don't think that ending necessarily a marriage because of this is the thing to do, but I'd love to hear your suggestions on how she approaches this with her husband to get him to
start
understand.
Hearing her.
Yeah, exactly. All right, 502-571-9970. Group therapy. She's got a birthday that's, what, December 30th, I guess? And doesn't really get a whole lot of attention on her birthday. In fact, gets no attention on her birthday, especially from her husband, even when she says, all I want is a party. That's all I want.
Yeah. It's been 7 years, and she has, like you said, specifically told him it's important to her to still celebrate her birthday separate from Christmas. And he just is completely ignoring all of that. Jackie says, first, don't give up.
Mm-hmm.
This is important to you. And even if you try to let it go, it'll fester. Like you said, this isn't a one-time thing that you can just let go in the past. It's going to come back up every year. It sounds like you have talked to your husband, but unfortunately, you may have to be super explicit that you expect something for your birthday.
Yeah.
My husband isn't super into birthdays, so I ended up having to tell him that it was a full-on expectation that I got something for my birthday. Could be as simple as a card, but I wanted some sort of recognition on that day.
Something, right. Got a message from a listener who wants to remain anonymous, but says, my husband does something similar, but with another issue. I'd say throw your own party and buy your own gifts, LOL.
Yes, absolutely. I would do that, too.
Beth.
That's a great idea.
Well, myself being December 12th as a birthday, for having a December birthday, right, also, I get it. And it was a big deal for us growing up. Literally, my mom had me go pick birthday presents out of Christmas presents.
Oh, my gosh.
And if her husband can't respect that, then he doesn't respect her on so many different levels.
Oh, so you're saying that it could... This could be a deeper, deeper problem.
Yes.
Oh, wow. Okay. Hey, Jennifer.
I got to say, how dense is this husband that he does not understand that she has said, I want this for my birthday?
So what do you think she does? How does she get him on board with this? What would you say?
Get aggressive, man. Get aggressive. Don't celebrate his birthday. Don't celebrate his Christmas until he gets on board.
Okay. All right. Thank you, Jennifer, for that approach.
Hey, no problem. Bye.
See ya. Hey, Nikki, so what's your thought?
Yeah, on the birthday, I think maybe she should just plan herself a party and then tell everybody she had to plan it herself and shame her husband that way.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
That'll get the point across.
Yeah, hey, do you like this party? Planned it myself and then and then maybe, so maybe that actually, even though that sounds kind of aggressive and petty, that may be a good approach in that get your friend group on board to tell her husband, right? Because obviously what you're saying isn't cutting through.
Right.
But something about hearing it from your friend group, like, dude. You're not even throwing your wife a birthday? Like, what the hell is wrong with you? Like,
exactly.
Maybe that hits closer than even his wife.
Well, the bigger issue is the fact that this is something that's very important to her, and she's expressed that to him, and he just is refusing to acknowledge her feelings about it.
Yeah, then there's that, too.
Yeah, which can breed bigger problems in a marriage if you're ignoring your spouse's feelings about any issue.
Man, okay. All right. Well, I mean, so what are we saying? Oh, Ashton says my dad's birthday is Christmas Eve, and we still make sure to do something special for him. There's no excuse.
Yeah, absolutely. My father-in-law, same thing.
Yeah.
We still separate his birthday separately. And, mm-hmm. you know, sometimes it's, there are times, I'm sure, when you can kind of combine it, like you said, if you're going to get like a bigger gift. But I think you always kind of talk to the person about it first and get them to sign off. But I really love the idea about this year, throwing herself a party, getting all of her friends on board, and then not getting him any Christmas presents. I think it's pretty savage, too, to get the point.
Yeah, and I...
Like, how do you feel not getting celebrated?
And I almost think getting the friend group involved to the yeah. point where it's coming from them to, like...
Understand what a big issue this is.
Why is your wife having to throw her own birthday party? That's dumb.
Yes. This is a gesture. This is one way that he can tell her he loves her. This is, you know, and what wife doesn't want that from her husband, and what husband shouldn't understand that?
All right. Well, good luck. Keep us posted. Hopefully we helped a little bit, at least. If you were trying to get through and you couldn't, you can always go to the Facebook page at Ben and Kelly Show. We always post the group therapies up there for you to comment on and to listen back to. So at Ben and Kelly Show.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
By the way, I want to be invited to the party.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. That would be. Hey, coming up in the 8 o'clock hour, we actually have an update for you from a group therapy that we had earlier this week, even.
Ooh, I love closure.
Yep, the stinky runner wife. Remember that one?
Okay.
Sorry, I just dubbed it that.
Did we call her that?
No, I just dubbed her that, the stinky runner wife. Right. So we got an update for you on stinky runner wife coming up in the 8 o'clock hour. But coming up next, we have tickets to the circus. So if you would like to play Little Kid or Drunk Adult, I got one more round up my sleeve for that one.
Oh, yeah.
All right, so 502-571-9970 will play for circus tickets and Little Kid or Drunk Adult next.
Okay,
game called Little Kid or Drunk Adult. Let's say hi to Leah. Hi, Leah.
Hi.
All right, so Leah, last thing she ate was a Caesar salad. She's a brunette, drives a Kia Carnival, and sorry, gentlemen, she's taken. She has a fiance. Congratulations.
Oh, wow.
Thank
I love
you.
Getting to know yeah, the yeah. contestants.
Do you have a wedding date yet, Leah?
I do not. Mm. We've been engaged for like 5 years.
Oh.
Oh. All right.
Yeah.
All right.
It's been a while.
So I can hear it in your voice. You're like, you know what? It's time's a ticking. Well, Leah, I hope that it is soon for you once you get it all planned. Now, listen, I was engaged. Kelly, how long were you engaged for?
We got engaged and married in 8 months.
Kelly sold got house, engaged and married yeah. and bought a house in 8 months. So don't let
we did lots of things.
Forget what Kelly said. All right. how long have you and your fiance been together, like as a couple, though?
Like 7-8 years.
Okay, so 7-8 years. You've been engaged for 5. So I was dating my wife for 5 years before we got engaged, and then we were.
Yeah, but how old were you?
Yeah, I was. I got with her when I was 21. So yeah, so I was younger, and then I think our engagement lasted, I think, about 2 years. So we had it. I'm sorry. Sorry, Leah. It'll happen for you. I believe it. It'll happen for you. All right. Well, keep us posted. All right. Okay. So it's Little Kid or Drunk Adult. We are going to play for you a clip from a listener. And our listener, something bad happened. You just have to determine whether it happened because they were a little kid or a drunk adult. You down for it, Leah?
Yes.
All right. Here we go. First one.
My mom found me in my snow-covered front yard while I was naked and laying in my own vomit.
Oh, wow. Naked, laying in her own vomit. Mom found. Little kid or drunk adult?
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk adult.
Me too. Like, I think I want right. to say kid, but
both
I think it's
both you adult. And Kelly are saying drunk adult. Let's find out.
I was a little kid. With
I was a little kid! Oh my gosh. All right. Well, let's hear what happened.
Started fever in a temperature of 105. I had no idea what I was doing. Apparently, I went out into the freezing night, and thank goodness, mommy found me.
Oof. Oh my gosh.
In the night?
Yeah.
Wow.
All right. So you're 0 for 1, Leah. No no issues there. We'll roll on here. Number 2. Here we go.
So I blinded my grandpa temporarily by spilling maple syrup in his eyes.
Okay.
Gosh.
Blinded grandpa because he spilled maple syrup in his eyes. Little kid or drunk adult?
Little kid.
Little kid.
I'm going with that, too.
I think you and Kelly are both on the same page with that one, too. All right, let's find out.
Yeah, I was drunk.
Come on!
Drunk. He was drunk. Oh, you're 0 for 2. All right, here, wait. Let's find out what the deal was.
And it was my 21st birthday, and I was eating pancakes late at night. Uh-huh. My grandpa was actually sleeping on an air mattress right below me, and I was squeezing out the syrup, and I noticed that I was actually, like, squeezing it, like, into his eye.
Oh, no.
Oh, my gosh. Okay. Dang.
Okay.
All right, Leah, let's hope. I'm hoping for you that you can get this last one right. All right. All right. Let's get one, Leah. Let's get one. All right, little kid or drunk adult?
I got hit by a UPS truck while wearing a chicken costume.
All right, hit by a UPS truck while wearing a chicken costume. Little kid or drunk adult? I mean, obviously she's fine. She's telling us, so.
I'm going to go with drunk adult.
Drunk?
Yeah, it's got to be drunk adult. Didn't get hit.
Yeah, no, I know, Leah. All right, so you're saying drunk adult. Will she get one right?
I was a little kid.
I was a little kid! Leah, it's impressive that you got zero correct.
Yeah.
Here, let's...
You know what? This is hard.
It is
a little bit hard. I want to find out why she got hit, though.
It was Halloween, and I was so excited about my candy. I wasn't looking, and boom, UPS truck hits me.
Wow, it was Halloween.
Knocking my candy everywhere, but gratefully, I wasn't badly injured.
All right, well, that's good. Yeah. Halloween. Hey, you got to watch out, Halloween, running around.
Yeah, you do.
Acting like an idiot. All right. Leah, you were... I'm going to give you one more because I feel so
really?
Bad. All right? I know, Kelly, I'm going off script here, okay?
But listen, I didn't get any of them right either.
Kelly, Leah's been engaged for 5 years. She deserves a win here.
She does need a win. Let's do it.
All right, Leah, let's do one more, all right? All right. All right, one more.
So I front kicked a glass coffee table.
Front kicked a glass coffee table. Little kid or drunk adult?
Drunk adult.
Drunk adult, she says.
Yes,
it's gotta be, right? It's gotta be.
Yes, it's gotta be.
All right, let's find out.
I was a drunk adult.
There you go! Yeah! You got one right, Leah!
Finally!
You got it right. All right. Wow. You know what? Chalking up a win for that one. I don't even care what the circumstances of him drop kicking a glass table. Well, all right. We'll find out. Hang on.
Sure enough, I was at a party, and nobody believed that I had been taking karate lessons, so of course I had to show them. So here I am. I front kick this glass table. It shatters everywhere. Glass goes all over. And I ended up with 23 stitches.
Wow. Okay, 23 stitches. He takes karate. Had to prove it to everyone that he, in fact, is a karate master. So, Leah, you know what? You got 25% correct, which is good enough for us, all right?
Yep. There you go.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
You are so welcome. I wish you a pleasant engagement and a happy wedding when it comes around. And hang on for me a quick sec. I got to get a little bit more information from you, okay?
Okay.
All right. Hang on.
Listen, I feel like this could have been like a little walk in the line of a group therapy. Did you pick up that, on that a little bit, maybe? Like, now I'm invested. I need to know if they're going to plan the wedding.
Like, Leah, tell us more about your fiancé. And what are the circumstances? Is it distance? Is it long distance? Because I did
I need to know backstory.
Yeah, because I did long distance for a lot of my engagement. I think that
might
have
been
part of it.
Yeah, you had youth and distance.
Yeah, youth and distance. Hang on. Hey, let's get her back on. Hey, Leah, sorry. we can't...
Yes.
We can't, like, let this whole I've been engaged for 5 years thing go real quick. So is it distance? Are you guys, like, long distance?
It is not. We live together. We've lived together for, like, 5 years, 6 years.
Uh-huh.
We have two kids. Okay. We have the house.
Okay.
We're just not in any rush.
Oh, okay. Okay. So So, like, getting married is kind of an afterthought at this point. Like, you've done all the other stuff. All right. I got you.
Okay. Oh. So are you cool with this?
So are you cool with this?
Yes. Yeah, I think so.
Okay. I mean, you're like, when the time's right, it'll happen.
Yeah, okay. Exactly. That's how I feel.
All right. Because I was going to say, if you were waiting 5 years to know what a naked man looks like, my gosh. That would have been rough. I was just worried about your health and your well-being, Leah.
No, I'm good. All right, I know what a naked man looks like.
All right. No. That's great. All right. But I'm going to put you back on hold. Hang on.
She said she's fine with it. I heard no, though, in her voice. Didn't you? A little.
Should we get her back on the phone? All right, no. I'll tell you, we are a community here on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show on 99.7 DJX. You know, we just talked to Leah. She's engaged for 5 years. No real plan on getting married. You know, it's cool. We got to know a little bit more about Leah and her circumstances and all that.
Yeah, I feel really invested. I'm going to need for her to just give us, you know, check in every once in a while. Yeah. Wellness check.
Yeah. Just let us know that she's doing all right. Amanda rolls in and says, hey, I've been engaged for over 7 years.
Oh, wow. She says we've been together for over 13 years. I'm okay with it. But at one point, yeah, let's do the thing.
Yeah. I think, you know, there's as my grandma always would say, let's poop or get off the pot here, you know?
Exactly.
I mean, she said it in a more blue-collar way, we'll say.
Yeah, no, we get it.
My grandma was like that, Mary Ann.
Sassy.
Yeah. Rest in peace. Got to give props where props is due, Kelly.
She used to think she's still sassy, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
and you know what? My grandma, like, she, when I would get in trouble, and I didn't get in trouble a lot when I would go over to her house, but, you know, I was like an ornery boy, right? And she was maybe like 5 feet tall. She wasn't very tall. And she kept a yardstick above, like on a cabinet. And so she would always like smack the yardstick to try to like get me in line. You know, she wouldn't smack me. She wouldn't hit me with it, but she would like hit something with it.
Make the sound. Yeah.
Yeah. She'd like, whack. You'd be like, come on, you know, and so I always knew that I was in trouble. She was like, let me find my yardstick. And then she'd go over like to the cabinet. And she'd try to jump and she'd like try to get the yardstick from down on the top of the cabinet there. So anyways, sorry, I went down memory lane there real quick. Thank you for indulging me. So if you'll recall earlier in the week, we spoke to Mike and he had an issue with his stinky runner wife.
When you need advice, come to Ben and Kelly. It's group therapy on 99.7 DJX.
And what was it, Kelly? It was like his wife goes out for a run before work.
Yeah. And she would just come back, wash her face, and then get dressed and go to work. She worked in a doctor's office, and he said, you know, she would come back just like really sweaty, and she kind of had an odor. And he had mentioned it to her, and she just blew it off, said he was exaggerating.
Yeah. And so he was going so far as to, like, should I talk to her boss about it?
Yeah, and we landed on no, that's like, not your place. If they have an issue with it, they'll address it with her. And then there, you know, people suggested maybe, you know, body sprays, maybe you give her a bath and Body Works card or something. Because she was not going to run in the morning. She needed that to wake up. And she didn't want to take 2 showers because it wastes water, she said.
So I got the update.
Okay.
From Mike, it says, hey, guys, I'm so glad I reached out to you first.
Oh, yay.
It could have made a bad situation worse. I was getting ready to hit send on an email to her boss talking about her body odor and the fact she works out in the morning and if it ever becomes an issue at work to let me know. When I heard you talk about my situation.
Okay, good.
I minimized the email, went to work thinking about how I would talk to my wife about it.
Hang on. Minimized the email?
Remember that. He continues. That afternoon, I get a text from my wife that just says, you think I stink? Yeah, she had come home and went to use the computer and saw my minimized email to her boss.
No. Whoops. We delete. We don't minimize.
I should have just deleted it.
Yes. Yes, sir.
He continues, she was pretty upset that I was going to email her boss about it. I had to try and convince her that while I was going to, I didn't.
Uh-huh.
And then just ripped the Band-Aid off and told her after she gets done with her run in the morning, she should do more about her smell.
Okay.
That kind of made things worse.
Oh, no.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no. But didn't he already address that with her? And she just was, you blew him off. Now she sees it in an email.
Mm-hmm.
It should, like, ring a little bell in her brain that he's got a point.
Right. So he continues, I prepared for the worst when I walked in the front door that afternoon. But instead of a huge argument, she apologized for flying off the handle earlier and told me she was upset that I would consider emailing her boss without talking to her first.
Yeah, I get that.
She then said she'd try changing up her showering schedule to accommodate for her morning workout.
Okay.
I think we're good now.
All right.
But you, in all caps, saved me from making a bigger mistake.
Yes, absolutely. 100%. Had that been sent, I think it would have been way bad.
That would have been so bad.
Yeah. Okay, good. So now I think she understands.
Yeah.
There is an issue that needs to be addressed.
Maybe.
Okay.
Man, wouldn't it be amazing? And I'm saying amazing for like the radio and not for him.
Uh-huh.
But if he would have hit send and
then
heard us talking about it and say, no, absolutely not. Don't send it to the boss.
Yes. No. And if anyone finds themselves in a similar situation where you are about to send an email you are not sure of, you don't minimize. We delete.
Yeah.
We delete.
Okay. So yeah, there you are. There's the update on group therapy. I'm glad it worked out for you, Mike. Thank you for the follow-up. Appreciate it.
Thing.
Yeah, it's all good. Good.
Coming up on the Ben Davis and Kelly K Show.
All right. So these trumpets.
Yeah.
Mean it's the ushering in of another round of You Laugh, You Lose, the game where Kelly and I sling jokes back and forth. The first person who laughs loses.
Really, the pressure is all on me now. Because it's tied up, and I
you mean the pressure is on you.
Reclaim my throne.
Yeah, I was gonna say to not actually go in the hole once in over a year.
Exactly. Yes. Yes. There's extreme pressure in that to you know, continue reigning supreme.
Okay.
In the game.
All right. Well, it's all tied up as you said. So, first person who laughs loses. We'll sling our best jokes back and forth.
Whoever laughs first loses. It's You Laugh, You Lose with Ben and Kelly on 99.7 DJX.
All right, the trumpets mean it's time to play the game where we sling jokes back and forth. The first person who laughs loses. It's all tied up, so yeah, I guess pressure's on Kelly to see if she can keep that crown above her head as...
Yeah.
Always,
oh, she's pretty.
Yeah, I mean, I don't think you have been in the hole for almost a year, I would say.
I don't remember a time where, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to say, we've either been tied up or you've been leading. So this would be my opportunity to actually get a lead for the first time in over a year.
I'm feeling the pressure, I'll be honest. I'm feeling the pressure.
Is that going to affect you, your joke-telling ability, maybe?
No, I am I'm going to be on my game. I'm bringing my A game.
Oh, okay.
Because I know I have, like, two fans that are pulling for me, so... Can't let them down.
Can't let your two fans down, Kelly.
There's Tim. He's already rolling in on Team Ben. So.
Well, you know what? People like a winner.
Okay. All right. All right.
Actually, I am the greatest comeback story alive if I were to win this round of You Laugh, You Lose. All right. So without further ado, losers go first. Kelly, I think that was you because I tied it up last week. All right.
Yeah, that is me. Hey, Ben.
Yeah.
Interested in buying a DeLorean?
No.
Great condition. Low mileage. Really only driven from time to time.
Great Scott!
1.21 gigawatts!
Kelly, someone stole all the toilets from my local police station.
Oh.
Yeah, investigators have nothing to go on.
Literally. That's a problem.
Yeah.
Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Doctor says... Relax, David. It's just a small surgery. Don't panic. Me. But my name isn't David, doctor. I know. I'm David.
Oh, that's what
you're giving himself a little pep talk.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that necessarily. Uh-uh. Okay.
Nobody. Nope. Nope.
As you're going under anesthesia.
Yeah.
You know, I've been really trying hard to break up with my optician girlfriend. Every time I tell her I can't see her anymore... She moves a bit closer to me and says, how about now? Is that better?
I'm going to need you to step back a little bit. Okay. Good.
What about now? this or this?
Okay.
This?
There it is.
Or this?
Very good. That's fun. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
This guy's Tinder bio said he had a corner office with views of the city, drove a $500,000 vehicle, and got paid to travel.
Okay.
Got a lot of first dates. Not a lot of second dates, because they got mad when they found out that he drove the city bus.
Oh, okay.
Seriously, though, where's the lie? Where's the lie?
No.
That's just genius marketing.
Absolutely.
Right?
Kelly, I was browsing in a liquor store when an employee asked me, hey, do you need help? I was like, yeah, but I'm here to get bourbon instead.
Okay. Hey, Ben.
Mm-hmm.
Email got hacked again.
Oh, no.
Password got hacked. That's the third time I had to rename the cat.
Oh. You don't have a cat, which makes it even more awkward.
I know, but imaginary. Just go with me on that one.
You know, Yoda has a last name.
Yeah?
It's Leahy Who.
Mm-hmm.
Yoda Leahy Who.
Mm-hmm. That was actually one I delivered before. It was funnier when I did it. Hey, Ben.
Yep.
Wife asked her husband, is it just me or is the cat getting fat? Apparently, no, it's just you was not the right answer.
Ooh, yeah. Careful with that one. Hey, Kelly.
Yep.
What happens when Catwoman kisses Batman?
I don't know. What happens when Catwoman kisses Batman?
The Dark Knight Rises.
Getting a little sassy. Hey, Ben.
Yeah?
I heard that by law you need to turn on your headlights when it's raining in Sweden. How the heck am I supposed to know when it's raining in Sweden?
Oh, because we're here in Kentucky. Got it.
Right. Yeah.
Kelly, what's the difference between a golfer and a skydiver?
What is the difference between a golfer and a skydiver?
A golfer goes, whack, damn. And a skydiver goes, damn, whack.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Sorry.
Hi. Your deathy skydiver joke was the death of you, sir. Yeah. Yeah, I'm back on top.
All right. Enjoy the win, Kelly. Enjoy the win. All right. Trophy goes back to you. There it is.
Thank you. Oh, she's glad to be back home.
Uh-huh.
She is.
I'm sure she is. All right. There you go.
She is.
Kelly gets the win on that one. It is You Laugh, You Lose on 99.7 DJX. Ben and Kelly, 99.7 DJX. Happy to see that Bachfest is back in Nulu.
Yeah, that's fun. Is that like beer and goats? Is
beer
that
and
that
goats.
Is?
Yep, that's right.
What a killer combo.
I know. And it's right there on like Billy Goat Strut. At, you know, there are those funny little names of those streets over there in Nulu. And they have a lot of history where, you know, those streets, a lot of times they would wheel the, and at least this is what I heard, is they would roll the whiskey barrels, you know, the bourbon barrels down to the ships. That were there on the Ohio, on these streets, and, you know, to go and distribute them around, you know, the nation and the world and stuff like that. But yeah, so they hold this festival and it's a bunch of goats. It's a bunch of like local brews and beers, but it had to be.
How did the goats get involved again? I don't care, but I just love it.
I
don't know. You know what this festival needs? It needs goats.
Goats! Needs goats! So, yeah, it had to be canceled the past couple of years. But, yeah, this year, and you can see a bunch of stuff. So, one of the things, I've been there several times, it's always, they do goat races, and there is, you know, beer, and really, that's all I remember. And, oh, and that, and teaching my daughters when they were still too young to drive, how to parallel park the minivan in Nulu.
Oh,
And it was one of those dad moments that you're like, remember this. Remember this. Because this takes skill to be able to parallel park a minivan in Nulu.
100%.
Yeah. So anyways, we're excited that is returning in March here. 99.7 DJX, Ben Davis, Kelly K Show. We got a chance to catch up with comedian Greg Morton, and if his name sounds familiar, it's because he's been rolling through the Louisville comedy scene for the better part of 20 years.
Yeah, many, many, many years. He does an amazing 1 minute Star Wars bit where he does all the voices. He is legit incredible. He does an amazing Scooby-Doo voice.
Yeah.
And he's been on, wasn't it America's Got Talent?
Yeah, he was on America's Got Talent, I do believe. And he got buzzed through and all that fun stuff. So
he made it pretty far.
So anyways, we got a chance to catch up with him via Zoom.
Did you know this, that you guys, that we are in lockdown up in Canada?
No, I didn't.
Yeah. It's crazy. And they want me to wear a mask. And I don't like masks because they make people paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
I thought people were paranoid when I was black. Why being black and wearing a mask? That's a whole nother paranoia. Try being black and wearing a mask and a hoodie and then walking into a That's real paranoia.
Oh, Greg Morton, we've missed you, my man.
Oh, my gosh.
I know, man. You can see him all this weekend at the Caravan Comedy Club, 459-0022. And then you can catch the entire interview. We got it posted for you on our YouTube channel.
Yep, and up on the website, WDJX.com, and the socials. Check it out.
There you go. All right. Have a great weekend. Anything happens over the weekend, you should let us know. Like, keep us involved. And, we can chat about it, all that stuff. So let us know anything fun or crazy happens with you over the weekend. And anything fun for you, Kelly, this weekend?
I'm going to go take the dogs to get their nails cut.
Oh, my gosh. Let's hope they don't express their anal glands, because that was what happened the last time I got my dog's nails clipped at the vet. So,
well, the last time they called me, he said they couldn't do one paw on Piper because she was, like, hyperventilating, and they were too freaked out.
All right, well, Godspeed. Good luck with your quest to get your dog's nails done, all right? Okay. Well, hey, have a good one, and we will talk to you on Monday.